Series 1 of Building Sounds comes from Canary Wharf. Architecturally, London has been transformed over the last 30 years. But nowhere has that transformation been more profound than at Canary Wharf, where a vast new central business district has been created from the derelict landscape of London's former Docklands. Canary Wharf's original developer, Olympia & York, and then Canary Wharf Group, have overseen this transformation, principally through their selection and use of some of the world's best commercial architects.
My name is Guy Dare, and I'm the Associate Director for Design at Canary Wharf Group.
My name is Larry Malik. I'm the Design Principal of HOK in London and the founder of HOK's European practice.
John McCaslin, Chairman of John McCaslin and Partners.
Hi, my name is Sean Duffy. I'm a Managing Principal with Cohn Pedersen Fox in London.
My name is Dan Ringelstein. I am the Director in charge of the City Design Practice at Skidmore, Owings & Merrill in London.
My name is Marianne Kwok. I'm a Design Director at KPF.
I'm Jason Sire. I'm partner with Allies & Morrison.
Gerard Evenden, Senior Partner, Foster & Partners.
I'm Larry Ng. I was the principal in charge for the design of all the buildings that Cesar Pelli is responsible at Canary Wharf.
My name's Ben Scott. I'm a partner at Foster & Partners.
These buildings didn't appear by accident. Each building has been the result of countless hours of analysis, problem solving, of design iterations and sheer bloody-minded hard work. And of course it's not just architects. To create any building of the scale and complexity of those in Canary Wharf requires many and varied specialist enabling professions, from civil engineers to acoustic engineers, material scientists, landscape architects, lighting designers, electrical engineers, and on and on. And of course, it takes a developer committed to quality design. So we're really delighted to have had the support of Canary Wharf for this first season of Building Sounds. For each building, we've generally spoken to the lead project architect from the firm at the time. Some of the architects have now retired or moved on to other practices. It's worth remembering that many of these buildings were conceived and designed over 30 years ago. As you'll hear, there was a large American influence to the early development of Canary Wharf, where UK firms at the time lacked the experience of designing and building large commercial office buildings. But the architecture sector in the UK has changed in those subsequent three decades, becoming much more experienced and diverse. By their nature, these recordings tell the story of the sector as it was then. And finally, just a few housekeeping notes. Whilst there's not a huge amount of traffic through the Canary Wharf estate, do pay attention to your surroundings whilst you're walking around, particularly whilst you've got your headphones in and you're looking up at the buildings. It's also worth noting that whilst you're listening to this guide, your phone will be streaming the audio over your phone's data connection. This will take about 30 to 40 megabytes per hour. You can save your data by logging on to Canary Wharf's free Wi-Fi network. It's called O2 Wi-Fi.